Coming down Sri Chinmoy Lane, the ever running Mark Dorian, who's got a little hitch in his get along. Mark, you couldn't run last year because of
major surgery or a little bit before the race. And I'm still recovering, obviously.
Well,
my left foot and ankle.
What's going on with your body?
I felt really good in training and racing over the winter. But as I've been reminded by friends here, people on the marathon team, my wife, that running marathons and half marathons and an hour or two a day in training is very different from being out here all day, all night, you know, in many ways. So, you know, but yeah, that's sort of an answer.
Well, I mean, you always enjoy it in some way. I mean,
of course.
This year, you're obviously got a handicap or burden that you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. Does it take away any of your happiness or your experience of being here?
I tried to explain that to Arpan yesterday. He's like, think happy, think happy. I go, I always think happy, but there's still pain. But it doesn't mean that I lost it mentally, you know, or get, but it doesn't, you know, you don't have to look at everybody miserably and, you know, be totally grumpy, if that makes sense. But there is some real, and the doctors here are actually concerned because they go, this isn't going to get better or it might get worse or, oh, sorry. It's not every day you get past us. So, no, I'm still, you know, I'm out here plugging along, and if I'm last place or I shuffle the rest of the way, but I really was surprised. I thought, I knew I would have some problems in the race, but I'm surprised that it's been to this extent so early. You probably know this, back finishing on New Year's, I did a 3-day race in Arizona that was much colder than this, but no wind, with Gaia and Shashanka and others. And I felt much better for, it's only 3 days, but who knows, right?
Well, Mark, I mean, some people would ask, the traditional sportsmen who people are trying to get records and better themselves, that why would you put yourself through something like this where you know you're not going to improve your result perhaps from another year? How do you explain that to people?
Well, you know something funny is, believe it or not, now, I think it'll change, but at this moment, I'm about on the same pace as I've been other years. Very close, within a mile or so. So don't ask me how, or...
Well, I am going to ask you how. How?
Less sleeping. And the other thing is, this race, I've never in my life, in this or any of the other many 2- and 3-day races I've done around the country, I estimate I spent 2 hours just with massages and adjustments alone in the medical tent, not including going there to get medicines and do other things. I mean, they all know me. I've seen every single medical person here, you know, from the chiropractors to Shishel's come out in the evening, Yuri's come out in the evening, etc. So
you're saying Humpty Dumpty can be put back together again if he's got enough of the right guys to do it.
What you'll find, Martin Fryer says, is you get some of the great medical people here. No matter, you always feel better for at least the next hour or two, almost always. And then it may go down, but you're like, well, all the time I spent in there was, but it was great for that hour or two that it lasted, feeling quite a bit better. But so, I don't know if that helps.
Yeah, no, it does. So tomorrow, There's going to be a whole bunch of new kids on the block. I mean, a lot of new kids, and it's going to be
a lot of Americans.
A lot of Americans, and a lot harder to actually get into medical. So it could be a little more difficult for you in the next 6 days.
No, because I've been here so many times as a worker, as a runner, etc. Some of these people I consider them very, very close friends from the marathon team, from elsewhere, locally, and some of them have sworn to me on their mother's grave, whatever, they will be out here. Two of them have given me the times, more or less, they expect to be out here so they know I'll be here and I'm not sleeping or doing something else, you know? So, and I have faith that that will happen. That said, there are always the people who have the best of intentions. There's a Russian girl yesterday, and it was raining like anything last night at one point. She's putting plastic all over people's tables, just helping out. I said, if you put some of mine, I'll pay you. And I gave her a couple bucks. She's like, oh, sure, no problem, no problem. I never saw her again. I think she went to bed, and that was it. But anyway.
Mark, being a real, not just a good runner, but a real veteran of it, is there any of the competitors in the 6-day race or the 10-day race people should keep their eyes on?
Well, I think when Martin Fryer did the 6-day 2 years ago, he went out. He's a great runner at many, many distances. He had a lot of trouble. And some other veteran runners who are world-class, we won't say their names, but they said, oh, he's being a baby. I said, wait, think back to the first time you ever did a 6-day or long, really long race. The doubts you had because you'd never done it before. And like at this moment, no matter how bad I felt and the problems I've encountered, I have done it many times before. I would even say one factor that's affected me a little bit is the best training for this race is doing this race a year before and then not doing any other Moly days until this again, I think. And so because I was injured and missed last year, 2 years ago isn't quite as fresh in my old mind with Alzheimer's and so forth as it was. It would have been from a year ago. So that said, there's some of these newcomers to the 6-day. Of course, they have potential and the talent, but you never know what's going to happen. They might fall apart. And then there might be people who are just also runs, dark horses in 100-mile, 24-hour races, and they might come through and surprise us, right, in the 6-day. I remember a guy a few years ago who was running with me here. Very nice guy. He's a cooks for me at the Smile Beyond, which is a nice diner here in Queens. And he came out of nowhere. He was encouraging me. Every lap, he comes by like that. Does over 600 miles, then gets invited at the last minute to do the 3,100-mile race, and he goes out and wins it. His name is Mr. Ukrainsky from Ukraine.
So Sarvagata.
Yes, I know Mr. Sarvagata. And so who would have... I mean, that guy came out of nowhere, really.
So to summarize, Mark Dorion... use the expression of Yogi Berra, it ain't over till it's over.
Very true, very true.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, thanks. Cheers.